Did you know that the Nova Scotia SPCA, from Yarmouth all the way up to Cape Breton, is quite a large-scale employer? Between 6 shelters, 3 veterinary hospitals, 4 thrift stores, 1 college, and all of the programs that we do, we employ close to, and sometimes in a busy season, over 200 employees. Today, our guest is one of those employees, and she's here because October is a very special month. I have with us a very familiar face if you follow our social media. She is always willing to be the front-facing person for what is now Tartan Tails Veterinary Hospital. She is a fabulous RVT. Please welcome Michelle Doan. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Oh, fantastic. Thanks.
Happy RVT month.
Thank you very much.
And so we recently on our socials, we have been showcasing all the RVTs that we have at the Nova Scotia SPCA. Michelle, you are one of the RVTs that we have at the Nova Scotia SPCA. Have you always been at the Dartmouth location as an RVT?
I have been. The whole time I've been with the SPCA, I have been here at the Dartmouth location. This is not my first RVT job out in the real world. But it is, I've only been at the Dartmouth location.
How long have you been an RVT?
I've been an RVT out of school for about 5 years, but I've had the joy of working here at the SPCA for 3 years.
And I know that we did a little bio write-up about you, but what have you always wanted? Did you always want to be an RVT?
No, actually I didn't. I actually went to school to be a marine biologist.
Wow.
So I've always loved animals, but kind of stayed with the marine side of it. Got out of school, realized I kind of wanted to work more companion animal, so changed career paths, went into the veterinary technology program at DALAC in Truro, and have never looked back. It's been the greatest decision I've ever made.
Yeah, because you can't hug a whale.
No, I mean, that would be great if you could. I've definitely hugged a dolphin, actually, swam with some dolphins.
Okay.
Not really the same.
No, not the same as the cat
cuddles, dog cuddles really hit a special spot.
Excellent. So what... Before you went into at the Dell RVT program, what was the educational requirements before that to get into that program?
You can actually go into it right out of high school. Usually they don't like to take people right out of high school. They like some experience of some kind of education, just where it is such a tough program. It's a lot of studying involved, a lot of course load, a lot of juggling your personal life and school. So they do like some of that real world schooling experience, but really could go right out of high school if that's your dream.
And so you said that you've always loved animals. And so we have a little game. It's a lightning round.
Okay.
It's called Go Fetch. And I am going to throw this ball at you and ask you some questions. Are you ready?
Hopefully I can catch the ball.
All right. Who was your first pet?
I actually had a fish named Bruce and 2 hermit crabs when I was younger. Unfortunately, didn't have any furry pets until I was out on my own.
Okay. If animals could talk, who would be the nicest?
Nicest animal in general?
Yeah, your answer.
Oh, if an animal could talk, I would just like to hear my dog Archer talk because I think he has a lot of fun stories to tell. And I think he would just tell me he loves me a lot. And sometimes you just need that extra boost of confidence.
True. Okay, if animals could talk, who would be the meanest? Rudest,
ooh,
I should say.
Meanest? Oh, that's tough. I feel like Garfield would be kind of mean. Garfield mm-hmm. the cat. Not, mm-hmm. I don't have a cat, but I feel like cats would have some sassy things to say over mm-hmm. a dog.
Well, and in that case, I mean, just some lasagna.
Yeah.
Right?
I think we could bond over some lasagna, but I think he'd yell at me if I don't have enough lasagna, so...
So, Michelle, downstairs in our Tartan Tails Hospital here in Dartmouth, you are a hero to a lot of animals and your colleagues and families that rely on us. Who is Michelle's hero?
Ooh, I would have to say my dad. I know that's kind of cliche to say your parent, but growing up, he just taught me what it was to be a great human, be nice to everyone, be kind to everybody, do whatever you can to help whoever you can, and just really doing whatever you can to help others, which is, I think, one of the reasons I got into this field was to help others.
And that is our game of Go Fetch. Thank you.
I caught all the balls, just so everybody knows.
You, Archer's been teaching you, obviously.
He is a golden retriever, but he doesn't actually know how to retrieve.
Oh.
So I didn't learn from him, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, you're not an animal trainer. You're an RVT.
That's
so
true.
Can you just tell us and tell the audience, what is an RVT?
Oh, that is a great question. I actually came a little prepared for this question because I thought it was going to come. So an RVT, also known as a registered veterinary technologist or technician, is a highly trained individual who is well-versed in many areas of veterinary medicine, including anesthesia, nutrition, animal behavior, diagnostic laboratory testing, radiography, emergency medicine, and public education. We're really an integral part of the veterinary team. We all work together. We work with the veterinarians to provide excellent patient nursing care, diagnostics, and treatment services.
And all the RVTs listening are clapping, saying that she got that all in. But for, can you explain? So when I take my animal to a veterinary hospital, where and how am I interacting with RVTs? And I'll start too, like, are RVTs at all animal hospitals?
It's a great question. RVTs at every hospital are going to be a little bit different. Everyone runs their employees a little bit differently. Here at Tartan Tails, we sometimes help you on the front desk if our receptionist has stepped away. We're starting the appointments. We're helping our vets give vaccines. We're drawing blood for any blood tests that need to be done. We're taking the x-rays if your pet needs a little picture taken of their leg. We help in surgery. We help prep your animals for surgery. We help recover them after surgery. So we're kind of just got our toes in a little bit of everything around here, helping pretty much in any way we can to help our vets run smoothly.
That's awesome. And so what is your favorite part about being an RVT?
Ooh, my favorite part. I feel like everyone expects me to say cuddling puppies and kittens.
Yes,
it is fantastic. We do love that. But my favorite part is just how every day is a little bit different. You never really know what you're walking into. To be able to kind of think quick on your feet. It's an ever-changing environment, so we never get bored. And just helping animals and, yeah, animals who don't have a voice for themselves and kind of helping them live their best lives.
And so RVTs, they're in there in the veterinary hospital. Who are they working? Who are they working with? Who are the colleagues when you're an RVT?
Our colleagues, we work closely with the veterinarians, helping them. And then we also have veterinary assistants who we work closely with. Kind of three of us are the big team that work together to get all of our things done in the run of the day.
And here at Tartan Tails, it's a little bit different than your average veterinary hospital. You've been with us for 3 years, so you've seen the evolution of Tartan Tails Veterinary Hospital, but you've also had the opportunity to work with co-op students from our college. And what has that, I know that you've been giving them guidance. I know that you, I don't want to spoil it, you work with a lot of them because they've gotten hired on, but what has that opportunity been like for you as an RVT?
It's been great because you can always do your skills, but it's kind of takes it to the extra level to be able to explain it all to somebody, explain why you're doing it, the importance of it. It's also great to see the next generation of students coming up into our field and seeing that shining light and showing them all that we can do to help these animals and really show them how great this field really can be and help them learn along the way.
And so how many of your colleagues right now are from the college?
We have three vet assistants working with us downstairs, and they have all gone through the program at different times, and they've all actually been valedictorian of their year. So we're really, really lucky to have them with us because they are absolutely fantastic ladies, and my job would be so much harder if they weren't there.
Oh,
they really
out.
They really help us all day, every day, with every little task we could ever imagine. They've already done it before I even have to think about it, which is fantastic.
So what has it been like for you to work at Tartan Tails? And so, again, I mean, you work in proximity for the shelter as well. We have special days. Like, one of our first podcasts was actually Spay Day and that day. So what is it like for you to work in this environment compared to maybe other RVT environments that you've been in?
I love it because it's ever changing. There's so many different options and like so many different options you can do here. We're doing kind of more surgery than a lot of other clinics would do. So it's great to be able to spay and neuter a lot of patients. You're helping a lot of different animals. You're helping control the population. We have different options. Like if I'm like, oh, I'd love to go work at the shelter for a couple days, we can kind of work that in if possible. There's other options like our mobile days, are going to Yarmouth if they need help down there. You kind of have the option to move around and kind of dip your toes in everything the SPCA has to offer, which is a lot.
So can you, I don't think that we've had a podcast yet that focused on mobile days.
Okay.
So can you just give a little bit of background when you say mobile days, what does that mean?
So that is a TNR program. So
what is TNR?
Sorry, trap, neuter, release program. So we will trap feral cats. We'll spay and neuter them and then release them back into the wild to help control the cat population that's ever growing in our province.
And so we have a mobile clinic that we drive there and we work with volunteers on the ground.
Correct.
And so then what team is on that mobile clinic that day?
So the team changes. It's usually one of our staff here at the provincial office. An RVT works on the bus as well. And then one of our vets will go down and we'll just spay and neuter all the cats we can, release them back.
So what's it like on the days that, you know, you get to either get out of the hospital and go on the mobile clinic, or when we do something like spay day, how does that feel as an RVT for you?
It feels absolutely fantastic. I mean, this job can kind of get repetitive and you're always spaying and neutering, you're doing surgeries, you're doing appointments, but doing a program like spay day where we brought in many animals to spay and neuter, it just makes you feel good. It just makes you all warm and fuzzy inside that you've helped so many people. You've helped not only their animals, but you've helped the people themselves kind of get the care for their animal that they needed.
And it was quite the team effort.
It was a very, very large team effort. We brought people in from all different aspects of the SPCA. It took many, many, many weeks of planning to kind of get it to run smoothly, but it was an amazing day. It really, really went off without a hitch, I'd say.
So I can travel downstairs to the hospital fairly recently, like regularly, because the stairs are right here by my office. And talk to me about the team, because you all, like, I'm always amazed when I go in, it's not chaos. And everybody is just, you all know what your next step is. And it's a well-oiled machine. And maybe I say that as the Marcom person who walks around going, well, let's do this, let's do that. But it really does seem like you guys have figured out how to run downstairs, like I can't say another way, a well-oiled machine. And what does that feel like?
It's great. We are definitely controlled chaos downstairs. We are a small team, which sometimes has its downsides, but on the other end of it, we are a small team. So we kind of all know our job. We all know our role. We're not afraid to speak up if we think something needs to change. Everyone's really welcoming to change. Really, it's just, I know it's a very cliche and everyone probably says it, but it is the greatest team I've ever worked with down there. We all just, our personalities all click together. We're not afraid to say what we want to say in a nice way. Everyone takes everything very nicely. And we just all know our job. We're all here for the same purpose, to help animals. So we all have the same goal at the end of the day. No one cares about being the top dog or the lead dog. So we all just work really well as a team together.
And it comes across.
Thank you.
It comes across for sure. So in Canada, the RVT month 2024 has a theme.
Oh.
And so the theme is broadening horizons. The RVT month is a time to celebrate these expanding roles and inspire future RVTs to explore the wide range of opportunities available to them. As the profession broadens its horizons, RVTs are finding new and diverse career opportunities beyond traditional clinic settings, including specialized fields like animal research, wildlife rehabilitation, and veterinary industry roles. So, you have been in this career for 5 years. What difference have you seen?
Ooh, I find there's a bigger voice for us as RBTs. We are sometimes the forgotten people, because when people go to a vet clinic, they're thinking, I'm going to see the vet. The vet is the person, the vet's the big role, the vet does all the things. So I found that we used to be kind of hidden in the shadows. But in the last couple of years, I know the EVTA, which is our governing body of veterinary technicians.
What you just use the acronym. Let's tell everybody, what is it?
It's the Eastern Veterinary Technicians Association. So they are our governing body for us RBTs. And they've been really making a push to kind of get our voices out there, let us be heard, showing appreciation for us, and showing how much of an integral part of the team we are.
So there's been that push to really recognize. Have you seen any difference beyond that kind of like push, which is wonderful,
mm-hmm.
but has there been more interest in being an RBT? We hear about the veterinary medical shortage, and
mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna put you on the spot for that. You don't, but we've heard about that, right? And so again, just like the regulatory body's trying to talk about veterinary technicians, when we hear that, it's mostly about veterinarians.
Mm-hmm.
And I know through the college, we are trying to help with the shortage through the veterinary assistance program and possibly another program. Stay tuned. But is there a shortage of RBTs?
There definitely is. Unfortunately, I think it's just one of those things that it's going to take a while for it not to be a shortage. More clinics are opening up every day. We just unfortunately don't have the staff to be able to staff them as well as we would like. We can only put so many RBTs through a program. It is a very tough program. It's not for everyone, unfortunately. So it is one of those things that we can only produce so many, unfortunately. So I think we're just going to have to kind of ride it out the way we are. And hopefully it'll change if we get new programs, we get more RBT programs and stuff like that.
And where can people, like, how many schools are there in Canada, do you know, that...
Ooh, I think there's a couple hundred in Canada, but not many this side of Ontario.
Right.
I believe there's the Dow program and then Olton College that are kind of the eastern side of Canada programs that I know of.
And is being an RBT, for those who want to, is it another step for some people to become veterinarians?
It can be. I know to become a veterinarian, you need a lot more prerequisites than you do for the tech program. So I have seen some people go through the tech program to kind of dip their toes in. It's great on your resume for the applying for vet school. But a lot of people think, oh, you're a veterinary technician. Why aren't you a vet? Why didn't you become a vet? We don't all want to be vets. I never wanted to be a vet. I'm loving where I'm at this level. But every day we do get, why didn't you become a vet? Mm-hmm. And it's not, we don't all want to be vets. We do a lot as RBTs. The vets also do a lot, but it's kind of a different job.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of like where we're at. And you don't need to be a veterinary technician before you become a vet. And if you're a veterinary technician, you don't need to become a vet.
Is that the message?
That's
the
message.
You're at the mic right now.
Yeah.
That's the message you
want. Mic drop after that sentence.
But we're going to keep the mics in place.
Yes.
But I think that's fair, because I think in other medical professions, I'm sure that people get that, right? Like, oh, you're at an entry level of medicine here. Why wouldn't you go be here? And it takes a team.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely takes a team down there. And I mean, you're all working towards the same mission, goal,
mm-hmm.
you know, objective. So... what would you say to somebody who is listening who maybe didn't know about an RBT? Because again, and I say this, so, you know, I say this about when people, you know, we always talk about doctors and police officers and firemen and veterinarians. Like, there is a whole team around those professions. And this is the same in veterinary medicine. So if somebody didn't know about RBTs because they assumed X, what would you say to somebody listening right now who thinks, I might want to go into that profession? You know, what kind of what should they know about the profession?
I think the biggest thing is, if you want to become an RBT, is to dip your toe in a clinic. Many clinics love volunteers, kennel assistants, stuff like that. So to get your foot out there, get your name out there, go in, see what it's like. You don't really know what it's like until you get into it. So volunteer where you can, kind of figure out if you like it. Like I said, it is a tough program, so to go all the way through it and realize, oh, this isn't for me, would be not great. So get out there as much as you can, kind of see if you like it. And in all honesty, I didn't know what a vet tech was until 3 months before I applied. Mm-hmm. And I, like I said, I never turned back. So if you want to do it, go for it. Apply. This is your sign to do it.
Now, I know, so I've only been in the animal social impact sector for 2 years. Mm-hmm. But I know that when the opportunity came, I was hesitant because I thought, I don't know if I can work with animals, right? And I work at a distance, an arm's length from animals. Mm-hmm. I'm like the staff at the Tartan Tails. So if somebody goes, Michelle's selling it, right? I want to go work with animals. I'm not sure if I can work with animals. How do you compartmentalize?
It's tough. It's something that you really have to learn kind of as you go. There's a big push on mental health everywhere right now. But really this field is starting to really put a push on mental health, burnout, being able to kind of leave it at the door when you leave work. Like, yeah, some days suck, some days are great, but to be able to kind of get in your car, let it out, go home and just kind of not think about it is really key. Everyone does it a little bit differently. Some people go to the gym after work. Some people walk their dog. Some people just yell into a pillow. Everyone has their own way. It's just kind of about finding what works for you. And just letting it not really get to you, as tough as it can be. You really have to just be able to leave it at the door when you leave work.
And is there support that RVTs can access?
There is, yeah. There's mental health. Honestly, the greatest thing I found was talking to other people that are in the field. Talking to people that aren't really in the field don't 100% understand what you're going through. So it's really nice to be able to talk to people that are in the same shoes as you and be like, how did you deal with this? Like, this happened to this patient today. Like, what are your thoughts? Like, just kind of be able to rebound ideas off somebody and get it. Just letting someone telling you you're doing a good job always helps too.
Right. So what is some of Michelle's ways that you can share?
Oh, I think my favorite way would be dog cuddles. After a long day, there's nothing better than just like going home, taking off your scrubs and like hugging your dogs, getting a good cuddle, taking them out somewhere that makes them happy always makes me happy. So seeing them frolicking in the woods, swimming in the water, just seeing their happiness always makes me happy of like, okay, like if they're this happy in this world, like I can be this happy in this world. They're fantastic. Really, my dogs are my happiness.
See, so you always hear that, you know, when I work all day, I don't want to go home and do my work.
Mm-hmm.
Not that a lot of people are asking me at home to market dinner, but here you are, you're working with animals all day, and then you go home to how many animals?
So I have two dogs. I have Archer, who is a 8-year-old Golden Irish. So he's a Golden Retriever Irish Setter mix. We call him just a sport version of a Golden Retriever because he's really lean and fast. And then I have a 2-year-old Golden Retriever named Landy, who is actually from the SPCA. So she is an SPCA alum who was just supposed to go home with me for the weekend, and then she never went back. Best decision.
You didn't steal the dog.
No, I did rightfully get the dog. But
put in the paperwork.
Yeah, I did all the stuff. But yeah, she was a great little addition. Don't ask the big dog about that because he doesn't love her, but they get along great.
And at the SPCA, what roles do we have for RVTs as an organization?
There's a lot. So there's the classic working in the hospital. There's shelter RVTs that work at our shelter. There's liaisons that are RVTs as well. So they kind of help in more shelter role training, that kind of thing. We also have RVTs that work at the college. So they actually train the future, which is fantastic. And yeah, there's a lot of different options, and all the RVTs around here wear many different hats and are all very, very good at their jobs.
And again, the opportunity to not just work in that one spot, that mm-hmm. you can help out in many different areas. And if you are an RVT looking for a new opportunity, you can go to our website. And at the very bottom, it says join our team. And if there's any spots there, you can apply.
I recommend it.
So, Michelle, I think you touched on a really important point, and that is this RBT month, as we focus on the expanding role of RBTs, we also need to be aware of supporting our RBTs.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody is listening who isn't an RBT, but visits a Tartan Hills Veterinary Hospital or, you know, has that experience with an RBT, what would you like them, this will be your final mic drop, what would you like them to know about that RBT that is helping them and their family?
We're pretty easy for us personally here at Tartan Tales. We love just like kind people, being kind to your whole, not just RBTs, but your whole veterinary staff. We are all doing our best. We also love snacks. Very treat motivated, just like the animals we are with. So, you know, a little snack here or there, we'll never say no to, but really it all comes down to the kindness. Just being, thanking them, saying please, being thank you, please and thank you, and just being respectful and, yeah, snacks. That's my mic drop.
That's your mic drop is snacks. Well, Michelle, I just want to say thank you. I know this, you know, it's really busy being an RBT, but when I said at the beginning of the podcast how, like, you are in all of our pictures and you help with all our socials and then coming up here after working all day, I really do appreciate you doing that for the SPCA, but also doing that for RBTs. So thank you very much.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm glad I could let people know what RBTs are in our province.
Well, that was my guest, Michelle Doan. If you liked this podcast, please subscribe. Please share. Please tell your friends. If you work in veterinary medicine and you are struggling, please reach out to a colleague. Please find those supports. We all are here for you.